When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here, and today we're talking to those home buyers out there. Yeah, those home buyers out there. And the reason why I'm doing this is I get a lot of first-time home buyers, and a lot of times they'll come in and they're naive with a lot of things, but I just want them to understand kind of where we start and how do you go all the way to conclusion. So this is completely participation, folks. I can do these videos and just post them online. But if you guys, as you come in, if you just let me know, you know, where you're coming from, where you're, you know, you're hearing me from, give me a thumbs up if you would to let me know if my audio's okay. And then wait a minute, and then give me another thumbs up if you would if my video's looking okay for you. So here's what we're going to talk about in today's video and the reasons why. The top five questions that first-time homebuyers, I guess, should ask. And the way what I mean by should is there's some things in here that you might not ask, but I want to bring it to your attention so you're aware of the home buying process. So I'm not here to sell you on houses. I love my house. I've been in here for 26 years. It helped me create wealth, and I'll be able to pass that wealth down to my kids. But if you're not, you know, you don't think real estate's in it for you, then, you know, hopefully you're just watching for educational purposes only. But real estate to me, it's I've been doing it for 20-something years in this business, or 30 years, and I enjoy helping people navigate this in market. So I'm not here to sell you on it. My goal here is to, once you decide, at least putting you on the right path to home ownership. So thanks so much for joining. We got people from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. We have K-Dot watching from Chicago, Chi-Town. Hey, did you guys see that guy? Chicago Cubs were playing at the Pirates last night. I guess a guy was jumping up and it fell out of the stands and landed on his head. So I'm from the Pittsburgh area, and I just saw that this morning. So I'm going to reach out to my brother. He lives downtown, and get the scoop there. But concerns out for them. If anybody else is here, but guys, give me a thumbs up if you can hear me okay. Just, I want to make sure that my audio is going okay, and then give me another thumbs up if my video is okay. So again, I'm not here to sell you on this stuff. I'm just here to help you understand. We're going to go piece by piece by piece. So ask questions as you go on. So let's get over to it. So here's the top five questions. I put this through ChatGPT and I asked it this question. Now, when I put it through other AI systems, I got a lot of other things like, you know, budgeting and this and that. I want to just focus on the financing part of this because, like I said, my name is Dan Friel. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. So if you're new to me, our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. I'll give you my information and then along the way, I'll explain to you what we do and how we do things. So let's get over to it. The number one thing is, how do you get prepared? How do you figure out that you might even be able to buy? So you're now, it's like, okay, I'd love to buy. So can I buy? So that's the question we're going to add next ask ourselves. So the things you have to look at are these things right through here. How much can I afford? Now there's formulas, there's all kind of other things out there, but what I try to ask people is, what do you want as your payment? You know, be realistic, but when people put in their applications, what I do is I make sure I don't pull their credit. I don't do anything. I reach out to them. I want to get your story. Okay, so what are you looking to do? Are you need the maximum down payment assistance you can get? Is it that okay, but you're looking for the best rate? Are you looking for the right program? Things like that. But what I want to guide you is how to get prepped for that stage. So first thing we're going to look at is some of the qualification things. So right through here, how much can I afford? So here's what we look at is lenders. What's your debt ratio? Okay, what this is right through here, you might hear your DTI, your debt ratio. This is what we call it in the business. But what this is basically this. There's what's called the front end and then the back end. Okay, the front end is basically just your mortgage payment divided by your gross monthly income. Now, your gross monthly income is your income before all the taxes and stuff are taken out. So let's say, for example, your house payment is gonna be $1,000 and you make $2,000. Well, your front end ratio would be 50%. Okay, so now your total debt ratio, this is what everybody looks at also, in certain situations it can't exceed 50%, and others it can, and I'll go through the programs that you can and cannot here in a minute. But your debt ratio, the total debt ratio is all the debts that are on your credit report. Now, not like phone bills and things like that. It has to be a creditor on your credit report, or maybe like a divorce decree where you're mandated by law or another contract to actually make payments, but not like your phone bills and your cable bill and things like that, whatever's on your credit report. Now, you don't know what your credit scores are, or what your credit is. Maybe you think you know what your credit scores are. So one of my first videos I ever did was a video that I said, you know, how to increase your credit scores, you know, 100 points in 3 days. And I basically came out and I mocked it. I was like, you can't. You know, it took you probably a long time to dig that hole you got into. So now it's going to take you a little bit of time to get out of it. So I created a system called creditscoresandmore.com. I make this as user-friendly as I can. What would I want in a system if I'm looking for some help with credit? The first thing is, I don't want to pay all these credit repair companies and all these things to just give me what my credit is. I use a system right here. It's a free credit score system. Just click it. You can sign up for it. It's Credit Karma. If you aren't set up with this thing, please get it. It's free. Don't do all the bells and whistles. It's going to ask you to sign up for this and upgrade to this. Just use the basic systems. It's going to give you everything else you need. But then it's going to go through here. And then the next thing you're going to see here, it's going to say my true credit score. True credit score. Okay, so what lenders use when they're trying to get you approved, and it doesn't matter if it's a car loan or a house, it's your FICO score, your FICO score. Now, here's the confusion part. A lot of people, they're like, okay, I got a TransUnion FICO score of 740. Well, you probably have over 30 different credit scores. And I have all videos, different videos on this. But each credit score, like your TransUnion, it might have 12 or 15 different variations of scores. So if you really want to know your score that lenders are going to use, you can go right through here. This will give you ones, because there's four main ones you're going to look at. You're going to look at your mortgage score, your credit card score, auto insurance score, and homeowner's insurance score. Did I say that again? Car, mortgage, insurance, and credit card. There's four different variations. So you may want to make sure you get your FICO mortgage score. So that's going to be your score. So that's going to be the score that lenders are going to pull. Okay, but before you do anything, okay, here's kind of a public service announcement. Here's what happens when people pull, or mortgage companies pull your credit score. Not just me, all mortgage companies, and if you're pulling your credit, you're getting your credit pulled for a car loan, this is going to happen. It's called trigger leads. What this does is when a creditor like myself, pulls credit on you because you're applying for a mortgage. It's not me triggering this. The whole credit system's right through here. You're seeing right through here. They're now selling your, or have the ability to sell your data to any banks, financial institutions. Heck, I can buy your data if I register saying, hey, when Mr. Smith pulls a mortgage credit score, let me know because I'm going to give him a call. I don't know what he's looking for, but I'm going to see if I can get his business. Well, that's what people are doing in the background. So if you want your those trigger leads, what's called trigger leads, to stop, go to optoutprescreener.com. I think I have it down below in the description. If I don't have the description down there below, I'll put it down shortly, because the new system I'm using, it seems like when I plug in a lot of data, I keep losing things. So apologize for that. But guys, we got another person coming in from Houston, Texas. So Justin, thanks for joining us. If you guys would, give me a thumbs up if you can hear me okay, please. I just want to make sure that's coming in. Okay, so that's what we're seeing through there. So that's basically where you're looking at when you come to credit. You can get a free credit system, or you can get that paid one, and now you'll know exactly what your credit scores are going forward. You want to start saving money. Here's some other things out here that I found for you guys that might need some help when it comes to, you know, adding things to your credit and things like that. So a lot of the credit repair companies, they cost a lot of money. They take a lot of time, and they do a lot of things that you can just do on your own and save some money. So you can go through some different systems in here. But there's also, if you rent and your rent isn't on your credit report and you'd like to have it on there because it'll add to your credit scores, you can add that on here as well. And then there's a whole bunch of other information down through here. So we'll skip back to that piece of it. So that's where you're going to get your credit scores. So obviously, the higher your credit scores, the better your chances are of getting a mortgage or a car loan, and the better the terms are going to be, meaning you're going to have a better interest rate. Now, when you're calculating your mortgage payment, here's where a lot of people, you know, kind of flaw. They can go to, you can just go to my website. So we're going to use therateupdate.com. Here's my website. You can go into the calculators button right through here. And we use calculators on videos, and you're going to click that right through here. Here's what a lot of people kind of forget to do when they're looking to, well, how much is it going to cost me? What's my mortgage payment going to be on that new house that I'm looking to buy? So let's go in here. This is, somebody must have done something earlier, but let's go in here and say, okay, this person is looking to, let's say I'm going in here and I want to say, okay, what's an idea what my payment's going to be? Well, you want to make sure you're using a calculator or some systems that's actually going to tell you what your complete payment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Is, because some people get surprised. I'm like, well, you know, how much are the real estate taxes on that house? And they're like, huh? And then they're like, well, you know, I'll say, well, did you get an insurance quote yet? And they're like, no, I'll get that. A lot of times these can be detrimental in your payments, especially if you're in Florida or an area where the insurance is just taking off. Please do me a favor. When you get that idea you want to start buying a house, call up and let your insurance company know. Whoever you have your car loan with, make sure you bundle it. It is true. You get better terms. But ask them, say, hey, I'm looking at, you know, give them the city or the kind of an idea of the house you're looking at. Just get a quote. Make sure it doesn't, you know, fall off your chair when you get that premium, because the premiums, you know, normally come in at $1,000, $1,500. Nowadays, it's not odd to see $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in insurance bills. Okay, so that's one piece. You need to make sure you remember to put that in your payment when you're trying to figure out what's my payment going to be. Okay, the next, the taxes, you have to make sure they're in there as well. And you can look at, you know, you can, when you're looking up a house on Zillow or you're working with a realtor, make sure you pay attention to the taxes as well. Is the house have an association fee? What is it? It could be a lot. It could be $80. It could be $300, $400 that would add to your payment. And that equals your real payment. Now, if you're not putting down 20%, you're going to also have something called PMI. So make sure when you're working with a calculator, I'll just go through this briefly with you. Let's say I'm looking at a house for $300,000. And you don't need 20% down in today's world. We're going to go through it again. You need 97. You need 3% down if you're a first-time home buyer. Okay, so that's basically what you're looking at. Let's go with today's rates. Today's rates, let's say, is 6.8 on the 30-year fixed. And let's keep everything else the same. Now, here's those numbers that we were talking about. Okay, so how much is the homeowner's insurance? Well, your homeowner's insurance is going to be $1,200. We'll put that in there. What is the taxes going to be? Well, this is in a state with, you know, say that's fairly decent taxes, $2,500. And the HOA, I'm not on an HOA, so I don't have to worry about that. So here's what it's going to calculate your payment to be. You can see it right through here. So what this is one's going to tell you to say is your principal and interest payments right through here, your taxes, your insurance, your HOA. Now, I want to make sure, sometimes it doesn't have it in here and sometimes it does. Now, this one, finance the cost. I want to make sure, see this one, what I don't like about it, and this is on my site, and I will get it fixed, it's not including what we would call mortgage insurance. So you need to make sure, see, even my calculator isn't including it in there, which I thought for sure it was, but I'll make sure I get that implemented in here, because I thought there was a trigger in here, but I'll make sure I get that updated from our programmers today. Okay, so that's what you're looking at on that side. So now you understand how much can I afford, kind of the basics of that, where to get the numbers for your debt ratio, how to get your real credit scores, and how to calculate that payment. Now let's go down here. How much do you really need for your down payment? Well, it depends on the program you go with. A lot of people right now are going with FHA loans because they only require 3.5% down. Well, some of the conventional loans do, but not all of them. That's the key point. So if you're not a first-time home buyer, you know, that's the only way you can really, in most cases, get a 3% down program. So the next best option for a lot of people is going next best is FHA. Well, the nice thing about FHA is, let me pull up some rates for you real quick so we can have a rate sheet. Here's what rates are today. And this is why a lot of people are choosing FHA versus conventional. Now, there are FHA fees, but again, if you're only putting down 3% or 3.5%, you're going to have mortgage insurance anyways. So many times, the FHA mortgage insurance is even cheaper for you, the lower your credit scores are. So many people just go with an FHA loan because of, look at the difference in the rate spread. Even when you have to pay, FHA does charge a fee, it's 1.75% of the loan amount, but even when you equate that in there, a lot of times, FHA still might be the best option for you. And here's what a lot of people are doing, and they might not even realizing it. You know how a lot of people keep saying that there's going to be a housing crash, okay? It's not upon us yet, but you know, can house prices go down? Yes, they can go down. Are they going to plunge? A couple of certain areas of the country might plunge, but the whole country isn't going to go down. I live in Chicago, and if KDOT, if you're on here with me, you can vouch our house prices are solid right now. I think I just got an estimate at ours was up about 7.8% last year. I'll take it all day long. So not everywhere in the world is the market crashing, but let's say your market does go down in value, or you overpaid last year, the year before for the home. If you have an FHA loan, a VA loan or a USDA loan, it's really simple to refinance. So if your rate goes down more than 0.5%, reach out to me. We can do what's called an FHA streamline for you. It's basically just paperwork, and take care of that for you and get you into a lower rate, and you don't need a new appraisal, and you don't need to re-verify your income. So they're very easy processes to get into. So, and if you're a disabled veteran, it's even a better situation because you don't have any fees when it comes to the VA, and that can save you thousands and thousands of dollars. So these are where the rates are. So now let's go back to your down payment. So do you need 20% down? No, it's a myth. Well, it wasn't. In the heyday back, you know, when I was a kid, yeah, you needed 20% down. You don't need it anymore. So most people are going with the 3.5% down with an FHA. If you're a veteran, zero down. Okay, then zero down. You don't need any money as a down payment. Now, you'll still have some closing costs, and we'll get to that in a second. And then conventional, if you're a first-time home buyer, you can get away with 3% down. And then other than that, it's normally 5% down. Okay, let's go down to what's the home buying process look like? Okay, so let me walk you through this. Get pre-approved. Well, first off, make sure you do all these things. Make sure you check in. What's your debt ratio? So when you call in or you put in the application, you know kind of right where you are. Pull your credit scores, okay? We'll pull it, but you probably want to know what your credit score is. Don't, you know, take my word for it. Go in there and find out. So you get all your ducks in a row. Then figure out what your taxes payment, what's your overall payment. Now you're you get it. Now you're kind of like, okay, I get a gist about where I fit into. Now let me reach out and get some assistance. But before that, like I said, make sure you go to these other systems and opt out. So once somebody does pull your credit, you're not getting inundated with a bunch of phone calls. So my last client who didn't sign up for this said they got 43 phone calls, solicitation phone calls, right after I pulled their credit. So, you know, please, you'll thank me afterwards on this one. Okay, so we went down through all these pieces right through here, and we got that. So now let's get to the home buying process. Like we said, now you're ready to get pre-approved. Now there's different systems and different verbiage. This is where it gets really confusing. Did you get pre-approved or did you get pre-qualified? There is a difference. Okay, so mostly when you get a sheet from somebody, a pre-approval from somebody, I would almost guarantee over 80% of the time it is a pre-approval. It's not a you're credit qualified. Basically, that's it. You're not really pre-approved. You're pre-qualified because most of the times you didn't go through full underwriting. Now, what full underwriting means, here's what we do here. You put in your application. I'll show you where you can do that here. We pull your credit after we do a consultation with you, and then we upload your loan into two different systems. And it doesn't matter if you know who these are, but it's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So what they do is every bank, credit union, lender out there, we use that system if you're looking for a conventional FHA, VA, or USDA loan. Not USDA, my apologies. So that's what we use. So no matter if you're going to me or any other bank or lender out there, that's the systems that we use. So we'll go ahead and we'll run your loan through that system. We have to get an approval from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, one of them, to be able to issue you an approval. But what it's going to require is we put in the data. So think data in is going to provide me some data out. Well, the data in, if it's bad, my data out's going to be bad. So let's say, for example, you say you make $50,000 $50,000 a year. But when I get your pay stubs, it represents about $35,000. And you're like, well, it was about $50,000 and I have another side job I do, so I make about $50,000 a year. Well, that's not $50,000 from this job. So if we put in that you made $50,000, but we can't validate that you make $50,000, your approval's no good. So that's where a lot of the times you get a pre-qualification because nobody went through the time. If you get a pre-approval, it's probably going to take you 2-3 days minimally to get a pre-approval. If you get something that just comes back to you within hours, it's pre-qualified. And a lot of people like myself, we look at the data and say, okay, there's nothing here that would behoove us from getting an approval. But you know, many times we do go ahead and do that. If there's gray areas in your approval, like your job time's a little sketchy and things like that, we'll go ahead and really take a deep dive and talk to underwriting with it. But many times, I've done this over 35 years. I know what's going to pass and what's not going to pass because I used to be an underwriter in the past as well. So we got through that stage. Okay, so now you got out there, you put in the application. Where do you go for that? Well, if you're watching this channel, I need you to go right to the rate update and save this on your screen right through here. You're going to put in your application. Okay, and it's going to redirect you to a screen right through here. It's pretty simple. And again, once you fill in your application, folks, I'm not going to pull your credit. I'm going to make sure we do a consultation before we pull credit and move forward. So let's go down. So now you put in your application, you waited 2-3 days, and I sent you back, and now you're pre-approved. Now you're like, okay, it's time to start looking for a home. So now, where do you start? Okay, I even asked my son one time. I said, you know, if it wasn't for me, where would you go? He's like, I don't know, I'll just Google it. Might not be a bad idea, but you might want to reach out to like us. If you get pre-approved with us, we do have a relationship with RE/MAX. We'd love to refer you over there and see if they can help you out. But you know, you might use one of these systems to just go on and start looking and see homes and get reviews and things like that. The one thing that most of the time they're going to ask you to do is that realtor is going to ask you to use their preferred lender. Please, when you start working at them, tell them you're taking care of it at this time if you are, and let them, you know, just work, focus in on finding a house for you, not being a part of every piece of that transaction. If you work with us, as soon as I get that contract in or get you as a client, I'm going to call your realtor to make sure we're all on the same page. Okay, so now you go out there and you start looking for houses and you're going to kick the tires. And this is the fun process kind of, but it can be daunting because there's not a lot of houses out there on the market right now. And believe it or not, when they do go on the market, in most cases, they go fast. And I'm starting to see some appreciation back in, not a lot of price cuts. Got appraisals coming in right now. Most of them are right on point or higher. So it doesn't look like there's a huge, you know, pullback in homes right now. We're not seeing a lot of contracts coming out of contract. We are seeing some. Like I had one in yesterday. Many of the houses just need repaired and people aren't willing to repair them. So we're having those just, you know, sit on the sidelines. They either don't sell or people get bids on them and the sellers don't want to negotiate and they don't want to fix it. So that's causing some ramifications there as well. So that's basically the home search piece of this. So let's stop right there and we're going to go to the offer process here, but let me get over to some questions here. And if you guys would, you know, again, if you would do me a favor, just give me a thumbs up if you can hear me okay and the video's all right. But let's get over to one of our first questions that we have still here. They're all right. Definitely not like LA or New York. I'm with you there. So let's get over to the next question we might. It all depends on the inventory. I get you there. And let's get over to one more question we might have. You were putting down 97% on mortgage calculator. Let's go down to the mortgage calculator. Did I do that? My bad if I did that. Hold on, credit scores. I'm out of it. 90. I did put that. Yeah, I'm not too smart, am I? 3% down. So now you can see, I'm like, I know that thing was up here. So here's where it is. So if you're going back to it, thank you. Thanks, MH. Let's get back to my video again. You just saved me on that one. Let's go back to the mortgage calculator. So if you're in there, it is in there. So your PMI rate, I knew there was a calculator that we had added in here. Scroll it up to about 5-ish. You can even go to 6, okay? The reason why I'm saying that is we're back to the mortgage calculator on checking your payments. I'd rather you overinflate some of these numbers than go in here and say, well, if I can get my homeowner's insurance down to 900, and then if I can call the assessor's office and get this down. Folks, don't try that. Don't try to skimp on this. Go overboard. Let's say if your taxes or your insurance is going to be 1,200, go 1,300. The taxes are going to be $3,000, go 3,750. You know, on this, the PMI factor, you know, go up, you know, a little bit higher, that go to maybe 0.6 or 0.7. I'd rather you look at this payment here saying, oh, okay, I can do that. Then you skimp and say, oh, no, this one, I'll shop around for that and I'll shop around for this and then I'll do that and I'll get a rate and I'll wait till rates get down to 6.25 and then this is it. It ain't gonna work, okay? So be realistic when you're doing all these numbers. That's the one piece of the puzzle that I ask. Okay, so let's get over to, so thanks again for helping me out on that mortgage calculator. I'm like, I know I'm not crazy. All right, making an offer. This is tough, okay, but I've been helping a lot of clients lately with this one piece of the puzzle. Most of them are asking, Dan, how do I ask for concessions? You know I need the down payments. I need all this other money. I need to pay my realtor. Well, I'll give you some tidbits right now. Probably half of the contracts we have in right now, it's a seller concession that they're paying the realtors. It's also very common with most of the contracts we have right now that the sellers are paying the closing costs, especially title fees, up to maybe $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. That's helping the buyers tremendously. So a lot of the sellers right now are sitting on a gold mine, and a lot of the buyers, as we all know, it's tough to get into a house right now. So you're starting to see a lot of the buyers come in saying, okay, yeah, we'll help you out. We made a ton of money on this thing. We're going to move on, and we'll help you out with this and that. We're starting to see that happen a lot more right now. Some won't move at all, but a lot of negotiations. So the better your realtor, the better they're informed, and the better your team, the better your chances are getting approved. Because most of the time when you place an offer on a house, they're going to call your lender. And I've been doing this for 35 years. I know how to sell it for them to take your bid. So that's one of the benefits you have with working with us. Plus the one application, one credit pool, 30 rate quotes. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, now let's get to some of the time frames that you're looking at right through here. All right, inspection time, that's up to you. Okay, I highly want you to have an inspection on your house. A lot of people don't do it, but there are two different things. There is a thing called an inspection and one called an appraisal, and they are two different things. Okay, an inspection is where you hire somebody, like a contractor or somebody like that, to come in and go through everything. I mean, they're going through pipes, and what kind of pipes do you have? Do you have any leaks? What kind of electrical do you have? And all these other things. They're going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. So that's their concern. They want to see how good is the house. Well, the appraisal piece, they don't, in most of the cases, conventional loan appraisers, they really don't care over the condition of the house. It can't be a dump, but they, you know, the house, it's lived in, put it that way. Okay. If you're getting an FHA, VA, or USDA appraisal, they're a little bit tighter. You know, they don't want, their concern is not only the value of the home, but the house is in good standings because it's a government-based backed loan. So they want to make sure there's no peeling paint, broken windows, broken doors. You have stair rails, things like that. Your realtor should know what would pass in regards to an FHA appraisal. They also have to go into the attic and do what's called a head and shoulders inspection. That's exactly what they call it, a head and shoulders inspection. So you get your report back and they'll say, my head and shoulders inspection, here's the photos and here's what my findings are. So, you know, they go upstairs and check and you have any leaks in your ceiling. So those are the things. So there is a difference between inspection and appraisal. The inspection time, usually you have about a week to get that done. The appraisal, they know it's going to probably take about a week or so for us to get the paperwork started, your loan registered, locked in, everything going, and then the appraisal ordered. So they're expecting that's going to take about a week or two. But the inspection, they kind of want the inspection done, if you're going to have one, pretty much ASAP, because you don't want to pay for an appraisal or move forward with the house if you're not looking to go forward with the house if the inspection comes back bad. I had one come in yesterday, actually. It was, the termite damage was so bad, they pulled out of the contract. And that's one of those things. And then you'll start hearing on the news, contracts are getting pulled. Well, you got to find the reasons for it. Okay. You can't just say contracts being pulled because of, you know, bad news. There's a lot of times we get inspections that just, they're coming in bad. Okay. So that's that part of it. The underwriting process. Here's what happens is, okay, so I'll walk you through it. You put in your, we'll piggyback from where we were. Remember I said you put in your application, we pull your credit, we run your loan through that automated system. We have an approval now. So now we'll reference it saying, okay, now you're going to go into underwriting. Well, here's what underwriting means. A person from the bank who is licensed and authorized to approve loans will now review your loan. Okay, so remember we were talking about data in, data out. So the data you put in the application was, you put in your name. Well, the name's got to match. Got to match your birth certificate and your pay stubs and tax returns. You put in your birth date and social security numbers. Well, that has to match everything as well. And it has to match your credit report. Okay, and then you put in that, remember that person made $50,000. Well, now we need to prove you made $50,000. So we need pay stubs and W-2s. If you're self-employed, well, we're going to need your self-employed taxes. It could be you file on your personal taxes or you file a corporation. So we need all that data in. A lot of people get upset. They're like, well, you know, this is too much stuff. Folks, we might be lending you $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. We want to know that you can pay. Because a lot of people are saying, oh, the bank, the foreclosures are starting up. The banks are getting excited. Folks, banks lose. Everybody loses when your house gets foreclosed. The bank's taking a huge haircut in most cases. You're losing a house plus money that you put in and your memories and everything else you're losing. It goes on the market. It's going to crash your area because the banks are just kind of quick selling it to get it off their books because they're not a real estate company. They're a bank. They lend money, not homes. And then they have to pay somebody to get rid of it and clean it and do this stuff and maintenance and then sell it at a discount and all this other stuff. It's a lose, lose, lose. So the underwriting process is important. Here's another piece of the equation. Most contracts, when you get into, you need to close within 30 days. So that's why they're saying, well, you need to get the inspection done within a week. You need the appraisal done within a week or two. We need to be done and close within 30 days. Well, here's what happens a lot of times. Mr. and Mrs. Borrower, you out there, you might get upset with us because we keep asking you for your bank statements and you send in a bank statement, but we need four pages because at the bottom it says page 1 of 4. So we need all four pages and you send us page 1. And then you get upset with us because we need the rest of the pages. So then you'll send me page 2. And then a week later, I'll get page 3. What I'm getting at is every day is crucial because we have a 30-day close. Well, that includes weekends. So we have about 20 days to work on this. And there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle we have to go through. So if you delay on getting us your stuff, your pay stubs, your tax returns, your insurance quotes, anything we need from you, because every day you delay on the front end, it's going to delay us on the back end, and I'm the one that gets the heat on the back end when we don't close on time. So the biggest thing I would ask you to do is make sure you're working with your loan officer to get them everything they need as fast as they can. Because our job is to push all this stuff, coordinate it, everything together to make sure we meet the closing date that we promised you at the time you signed the contract. So that's basically the process. So the coordination, you can see now where a team coordination is between the appraiser, or I'm sorry, the realtor, the mortgage person, and the client is really crucial. And that's why I call every one of our clients as soon as the contract comes in. And then let's go through here. Is now the right time to buy? Now, we had a comment the other day from a young man. He said, prices are too high. Well, okay, but if you go back in history, let's just say it this way, and it's going to be kind of a smart-ass comment, but home prices, Fred, that's a Federal Reserve or a federal government. Median home sale price, I don't care what time frame this is, but let's just look back. Okay, so if you were in 1965 and you went to 1975 and you said, whoa, home prices went from $23,000 to $40,000, that's an 80% increase. Prices are too high. I can't afford it. Then prices went up to here. You know, they doubled again. And you're like, can't buy now. Can't afford it. My point is, you know, yeah, market crashed here. It was really bad. But look where you are. If you went out of the market and said, I'm never buying a house again, you just could have tripled your money. Okay, so I'm not saying, like I said at the beginning of this video, my goal isn't to talk you into buying a house. My goal, I'll say it bluntly, I don't care if you buy a house or not. I want to make sure you're educated on the process. That's another reason why I do Stock Talk. I try to do them on Tuesdays and things like that. I just want people to understand the markets, how things work. And, you know, hey, I grew up in a small little poor coal mine town, and I was able to get myself out of that. And my whole, you know, I promise God I'd help you guys or help people understand the markets and get out of poverty if you want. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I vowed to do. And when I get out of the mortgage business, hopefully I can get into maybe teaching one day or something like that. But my whole goal is truly to help you guys understand the markets and understand this whole entire process. So we'll get to any questions that you guys have. My apologies if I wasn't trying to ignore anybody. If you did leave any comments down here, please do. I'd like to answer any questions at this time, because that's about it for there. But I'll look. Let's just go over here one more time on the is it a right time to buy? Only you can answer that. You know, or did you just, are you in a, if you're in a financial struggle right now, it's not time to buy. Get on a budget. You know, make sure you can everything is in line. What you might even want to do is, let's say your house payment's going to be $1,000 more than you're paying now. Well, start putting $1,000 into a savings account that you don't touch. Don't touch it. See if you can manage for 3, 4, 5 months. And if things are like, hey, it ain't so bad, maybe you're in a position to do that. And also, you save some money over time. So you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. So that's the biggest part I could say. You have a stable job right now. You can fit it in your budget. As a long-time goal, you can't beat it, because here's what home prices have done. And this is where a huge amount of wealth creation is going, as well as the stock market. And I even did a Stock Talk the other day you might want to check out. Berkshire Hathaway. If you ever heard of Warren Buffett, fantastic investor. I went over just, you know, how that investment changed my life and my kids' life. And I can show you the returns on it and everything else. So that's that part of it. I think that might be the conclusion of that. Oh, the hidden costs. Okay, so let's get to the hidden costs. Anybody have any questions out there? Let's see what we got. Got it. Thanks a lot. Okay, so what are the hidden costs? So I had a young man yesterday. He called me and said, Dan, we're about ready to close. How much do I need at closing? I was like, that's a great point. So let me go through kind of these questions with you, and then also kind of at the end when you're going to get the final number and who does what and things like that. But let's first go through here. Hidden costs. So your closing costs, this is where I said probably over half of the people that we have right now, they're getting seller concessions to help them right in this section right through here, the closing costs. So what you're going to have in most cases, here's what it is. The lender, and especially if you go with us, we normally don't have a lender fee, a processing fee, an underwriting fee, an admin fee, all these junk fees out there. That section of our loan estimate to you is normally zero. So now the costs that you're going to have are these. You're going to have an appraisal fee, no matter where you go. In most cases, you're going to have a credit report fee. And then you're going to have some miscellaneous fees like a tax service fee and some other things. The appraisal fee is usually probably going to run you about $650. The credit report is about $100 per person. Yeah, that's what they keep going up and up and up. And so that's part of that cost there. And then the biggest piece of this puzzle is a piece we don't even know initially going into it. We kind of have an idea. It's your title fees. It's the legal fees. So what happens is in 90% of the cases, the seller is responsible for coordinating this whole thing. So what they do is they hire an escrow company, or we call a title company, to do a title search on the property to make sure that all the, you know, we're pulling all the liens, the tax bills and everything on the property, make sure those are being, you know, paid by the old seller of the property at the time of closing, and then, you know, you get the new house and the clean title. That's the biggest piece of your cost. That could be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. And then the other piece of it is, it's not really considered fees, I'll put it that way. It's you're setting up your escrow. Okay, so I'll go through that kind of with you as well. So here's the confusing part. We have to set aside usually 3 or 4 months of your real estate taxes and your homeowner's insurance bill. And here's why. The insurance bill is usually the easiest thing to explain. When you're buying a house, let's say you're closing on a house in May, right? And you're closing this month with us. You close on the house, well, you paid the insurance. So you paid insurance coverage from May of this year to May of next year, okay? Well, what's going to happen is you closed in May. Your first payment isn't due until July 1st. So July 1st, okay? So you're going to make a payment for July, August, September. I don't have to go through that. So next year in May, we're going to have to pay your insurance bill again. But because you skipped May and June initially, you're 2 months short. We have to preload your new loan with two insurance payments to make sure we have enough next year when your insurance bill comes due. So that's explaining that. It kind of works the same thing with your real estate taxes. We're in Illinois. It's the weirdest thing. Our real estate taxes are a year behind. So this year in 2025, we're paying our 2024 taxes. So when you buy a house in Illinois, you're getting credits and all this other stuff. So the tough thing is, you know, that is a cost in here, but that isn't a true cost for you, but it is part of your closing costs. So it depends on if you escrow or not. So this kind of can be in line between 2% and 5%, but you know, in most cases, say you're going to have $1,000 in miscellaneous things like appraisal and credit reports, you're going to have $4,000 to $5,000 in title fees, and then you might have another $2,000 or $3,000 in at setting up your escrow. So what percentage of that is, I don't know, but that should be kind of an idea of where you'd be. Homeowner's insurance, you're going to get that on your own. We don't get it for you. A lot of people are like, I got Allstate now, but who are you going to get my insurance through? I'm like, you're getting your insurance through. And it is true with Mahomes and all those guys, you do want to bundle your insurance. So go to your insurance agent and make sure you say, you know, here's the house I'm looking to buy, but I want to bundle it all together. You can reach out to us if you want. We work with 2 or 3 mortgage brokers who are friends of ours, and I can actually send your quotes over to them and say, hey, you know, is there anything you can do for them to help them out? They helped me tremendously. I bundled 2 houses together and 4 cars, and they saved me $2,000 a year. So that was a broker friend of mine. I was with Allstate for 20 years, and he finally talked me into getting a quote, and I'm dead. Surely I was happy. So that's that part of it. Homeowner's insurance, you're going to get it. Make sure you bundle it. Repairs and maintenance. You shouldn't have any, but if the appraisal comes back and there are repairs needed and so forth, you're going to either need to work that out. You know, that's where an attorney gets involved in your realtor. You'll have to work that out because we really don't want you getting into a house with maintenance needed as the lender. We're not too keen on that. And you as the buyer, you shouldn't probably be that keen on that as well. HOA fees. So if you're buying a like a condo or something like that, it might have HOA fees. Make sure you know what they are and what they're covering. They may be crazy high or they may be crazy low. So just check and see, you know, when you add that into that overall payment that we did at the top, make sure it's still in the realm of your affordability. Okay, so that's what we want to make sure there. Moving expenses, a lot of people forget about that. I haven't moved in 27 years. I only moved maybe a mile, and it was a pain in the ass to move then, and I'm sure it's a pain in the ass to move now as well. So good luck with that part of it. And then that's it. So that's about it. If you got any other questions, I will post. You know, you can reach out to me at any time. We do offer one-on-one consultations. I will have that back up today, I promise you, on our Calendly, our calendar sync on our website. So let's go over to my website now. If you got some questions, please post it because I'm going to be ending in a second. But if you want to reach out to me, you can go to therateupdate.com. Give us a call at 844-775-5626. This will be up and running here shortly. I got a guy working on it. Oh, it might be up right now. Nope. This will be up probably within the hour or two. But if you would, just shoot me an email at dan at therateupdate.com. I'll give you that information right through here. That'll pop that up there for a second. You can write that down if you'd like. All my information will be down below in the description as well. I will add that here shortly. I removed it because I've been having some problems with my live events. So that's my website. Let's get to any last questions there might be. So let's see what we got down here. We do have somebody from, where is this? Kennewick, Washington. Thank you much. Are discount points optional when getting a mortgage? They are completely optional. At one point, I'll show you guys, we call it a rate stack, and here's how that works. You get a rate for the day, and then you can either buy it. Here, I'll show. Let's say here's a good example for it. Let's say the rate today is 7%. To buy it down to 6.875, it might cost you $500-700. The problem here is there's no set number. So every lender you go through, and even the 33 lenders we have, kind of the same thing happens. So it's kind of an odd situation to be. So if you want a rate stack, let me know. I can tell you what the rate is for the day, and I can even send you that rate stack so you can see how far you can buy it down and the variances between it. But what I'd like to do is understand what you're looking for, because with 33 lenders that we have, everyone is different. Now that we're on that topic, let me tell you who I am. So my name is Dan Frio. I actually do videos every day, opening bell and closing bell, to inform you guys what in the heck is going on in the markets. And we talk about on a daily basis, you know, what's going on with mortgage rates. I'll pop that up here 1 second. And what's going on with mortgage rates? Here, let me get it over here. I'll show you where they are right here. So we go over these. Mortgage rates went up a little bit today. I'll do my closing bell here shortly. And then I also go over and tell you what happened and the whys behind it. And this is all the economics behind things. So I talk about the mortgage bond market because this mortgage bond is actually the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Now, we might have a lot of my borrowers right now concerned because of this drop here. We had the MBS drop 17 ticks today. There's no reason for it. There was nothing but good news. So all that I'm thinking is we're having profit taking, and here's why. The market rallied. This is a bond. You have to understand this. This is a bond. This rally is huge. It's like a stock going up. Well, tremendously. So a lot of people would be like, I'm just selling my positions right now, just getting out of it, making some money, and then maybe I can come down at a lower entry point and do it again or whatever. But there was no really economic news today that really should crush this. So I'm sitting on the sidelines right now because it was like these other false alarms we had. You know, we had a false alarm, you know, here, and then a false alarm here, false alarm here. I'm still saying this is a false alarm. If we start getting below these levels here, I will be looking to lock, but I have a bunch of charting in the background that I'm looking at, saying that this should kind of pop back up. If we get to a one-day chart, you can see it's kind of leveled out basically since almost about noon, and it's starting to come a little bit of a rally coming back. But if you need some help, visit me at therateupdate.com right through here. God dang, gosh darn it, where is it? Okay, there it is. But we also have a lot of videos down here. If you're a current homeowner and you want me to track rates for you, click this button right here. It's the Rate Watch Tracker. If you want to watch several other videos, I have over 3,000 videos in my YouTube library. So visit there. Hope you can learn something there. I'll go to one last question. And what if you need an extra to extend past your rate lock expiration date by 5 days because of a delay? What does it cost? Some lenders, a lot of lenders we have, will give us free rate locks. Others, it could be really expensive. So it depends on your lender. Now, here's another reason why. Here, let me give you what our slogan is and what we really do in the background. Probably lost half the people by now because I was concluding. But we have a slogan: one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I work at a federal bank. Okay, that's basically gives me a federal license throughout the whole country. The reason why I'm here is we're set up with 34, I think it's 34 as of today, 34 other lenders. This is right where this comes into play. Okay, so when you're looking for that rate lock, okay, you're calling all over the place and you're trying to find the best place for a rate lock, and you did. But now you rates have dropped over the last week or so, and I'll get back to the charts right through here. Let me see where my mortgage chart is right through here. So here's the last, we'll just go 5 days. As this chart goes up, rates are coming down, okay? So if you're locked in down here, you can get a much better rate here. So what we do, okay, this is where the 30 lenders come into play. Let's say, for example, rates plummeted and we still have 2-3 weeks before you're closing. I'll go in and I'll say, okay, I want to renegotiate my rate with you. Otherwise, I'm going to have to pull this loan and go somewhere else because we're going to lose this borrower. And the bank will either agree with me or they'll say, yeah, sorry, but you're going to have to go ahead and withdraw it. I'll withdraw it and we'll lock it in another bank immediately because I have your whole package, and we'll take advantage of that lower rate. So these are the benefits of how I can assist you guys, not only at the initial stage of finding that, you know, hopefully that best rate in the market at the time, we can also maneuver throughout the entire process as rates are moving themselves as well. So that's going to conclude it for today, folks. I greatly appreciate you watching me. I will be back at the closing bell to show you how all this mess ends for the day, and that is only an hour away. So thanks for watching. Hope you learned something. If you did, I'm going to ask you one thing, just one thing. Please hit the subscribe button over there. I'm trying to hit 50,000 subscribers by the end of the year, and I'm asking for your help for this, and that's all I'm asking for. So that's it for today, folks. I'll be back at the closing bell.